The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Cy and Elmer sat in front of the Punkinville General Store and Post Office and whittled. Then the old boys got high ideas and took a correspondence case in How to Be a Detective. They fell into a couple of good cases as soon as they graduated from the mail-order school, and they saved a tidy little sum of money. However, in their anxiety to have their money near them, and not understanding any too well the workings of a bank, the money was hidden in an old can and, of course, was stolen. With the result that two perfectly good detectives had to give up their expensive office. And as we see them now, they are once more sitting on the bench in front of Steve's store. And just as they were 20 years ago, they are just a-whittling.
You better not be using that knife now, Si.
What's the matter? I can't use a knife.
Because you ain't got sense enough to whittle right.
I know more about knives than you do, Elmer Peabody.
How do you figure that?
Well, because I've been whittling longer than you have.
Yes, don't doubt it. Always said you was older than me.
Did I say anything about me being the oldest?
Said you'd been whittling longer than me, and I was right smart whittling when I was about 4 years old.
Why, Elmer, nobody can whittle when they're 4 years old.
Well, maybe common folks couldn't, but weren't no trouble at all for me, son.
Oh.
Why, I can remember when I weren't but about, three and a half years old, that I whittled out the cutest little windmill you ever seen.
Yeah. And I guess when you put it out in the wind, it started right in pumping water out of a deep well.
Cy Perkins, are you calling me a liar?
No, I ain't calling you nothing.
Don't you believe my story about whittling when I was 4 years old is the truth?
I know it is, Em.
Man, you better know it.
I never knowed you to make up nothing.
No, sir.
No, sir. But the last time you told me that one, it was a thrashing machine you whittled, and you was only 2 years old.
No such a thing, Cy. When I was two, worked in your sawmill.
Elmer Peabody, that ain't true.
How do you know, Chief?
Yeah, because I was a-growing right up with you all the time. And you didn't get your first whittling knife until you was a-starting in school. And then I was a-running errands for the store.
There you are. Got you to say it, didn't I?
I
knowed you was older than me. You was big enough to be out running errands for the store.
Now, of course, I might be a little bit older.
Little bit older. Say, you're a whole lot older, but it don't show any whittling. Look at that cut you're making. Look at it there.
What's wrong with it, Elmer?
What's wrong with it? Your eyes so blame old you can't even see how the knife is a cut.
My eyes don't feel too good.
Yes, Cole, I wish I'd never said nothing about that.
About what?
About them old eyes of yours. You can find plenty things wrong with yourself without me helping you find reasons to bellow and cry.
Oh, you know I'm awful nervous, Elmer.
You're worse than that. Just look where them chips you as you fly. Look at him. No real good whittler would let his chips fly all over the ground like that. Can't you make them all fall in one nice little pie like I do?
No, I don't seem to be able to handle a knife as good as I used to, Elmer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe I am getting kind of old at that.
Well, watch what you're doing there, Si. Don't let any more of them whittlings hit that dog of mine.
Well, if that puppy is sleeping in the same place my whittlings is falling in, I reckon he can get up and move, can't he?
Yes, I reckon he could, but he ain't going to.
Why not?
Well, if them chips offer you a whittling wake him up, you're going to have to move. And what's more, you're going to have to move fast, too.
That's just the trouble, Elmer. You think more of that dog than you do me.
Certainly I think more of him than do you.
Oh, you do you?
Certainly, that dog's got sense.
Huh?
Bet your life. And there's a lot of things I can train him to do. You can't learn nothing.
Well, I ain't seen him a-learning nothing very fast.
Learned how to set up for me already, didn't he?
Yeah, I bet you can't make him do it now.
Well, you bet he can't. Well, you bet. Come on.
Well, I'll just bet you, that's all.
Yeah, you're just scared a bit, ain't you? Yeah. Hey, I'll show you a thing or two. Come on here, Rastus. Come on, get up, dog. Come on, Rastus.
He don't seem to do nothing for you very fast.
Oh, hush up. Come on now, Rastus. Come on now. Come on, that's a good dog. Come on, we sure size some tricks.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see him.
You see him, too. Now, sit up, Rastus. Come on, sit up here. Come on.
If that's the way he sets up, what'd he look like when you tell him to lay down?
That's enough out of you. Now, look here, Rastus. Now, don't jump up on me. Get down, Rastus. Down, I said. Get down.
Oh, he's all mixed up, Elmer. When you make that whistling noise on his name, he thinks you want him to jump up.
Cy Perkins, you just hush up about my whistling on his name. Now I'm going to show you a trick. It is a trick. Cy Perkins, if you don't quit blowing that blame police whistle, I'm going to shove it down your throat.
Why, I ain't never blowed no whistle, Elmer.
Did so. You blow it every darn time I'm trying to learn this dog something. Where's that darn whistle?
It was in my pocket last time I seen it.
Cy Perkins, what you got in your hand?
Nothing but my whittling knife, Elmer.
Is that so? Open him your fingers. Come on, open him up, Cy.
Well, there they be.
Well, let's see the other hand.
Well, now, wait a minute, Elmer.
Wait nothing. Now, you stick that hand out of here. Stick it out, I'll tickle in the ribs.
But Elmer, I... Stop it.
Come on, open that hand or I'll tickle every darn rib you got. Come on, now.
Now, Elmer. Stop it, Elmer. There it is.
Yes, I thought so. Now put that whistle back in your pocket and keep it there, you hear me?
The whole trouble with you is that dog don't mind you.
Yes, so runs right to me every time I say Rastus.
Yeah, and that's just because you whistle when you say Rastus. And we won't never get him trained for nothing. Till we get him a name, but ain't got no S in it.
Well, you just don't give me no chance to train him, asshole.
Well, if we knowed what kind of a dog he is, might help us.
I don't see how, but yeah, we ought to. Say, wait a minute, here comes Steve out of the store. He knows lots about dogs, Si.
Yeah, I reckon maybe he does. He's got 4 or 5 of them out to his house.
Can you come over here a minute, Steve? Got something to ask you.
Just where I was coming anyway, Elmer. You boys look so nice and comfortable out here in the sun that I thought I'd sit with you for a few minutes.
Well, that's just fine. Come on, move over there, Si. Make room for Steve. Move over.
I can't move no further without falling off the end of the bench. Go on. Make your dog move, Elmer, so Steve can sit on that end.
That dog's doing fine right there. Si Perkins, the one's going to move.
Now, wait a minute, boys. If I'm going to cause all of that trouble, I'd just better stand up, I guess.
No use sit down now, Steve. And if Si's too darn stingy to move, I'll have to move the pup. We're just talking about you and the pup, Steve.
Yes? And just how do I come to be mixed up with a dog?
Well, we've been trying to find out things about this dog.
Elmer said he thought you knowed right smart about dogs.
Yeah, you see, Steve, we're trying to find out what kind he is so we can name him right, you know.
I was just looking at him in the store the other day,
you
boys.
Were?
Yes, and wondering what kind of a hound he'd turn out to be. Could be a collie, I guess.
It's your...
No. There's more hair on that on most collies. How old is he?
Well, lady gave him to us at about 4 months.
4 months? Didn't she have a name for him?
Well, she called him Rastus, but we don't like it anymore, Steve.
Only reason, Steve, that Elmer don't like it is because he can't say it without a whistling through his teeth. And then the dog goes to jumping all over and he won't mind nobody.
Yes, and then this darn donkey has got himself a police whistle and he blows it to poor pup. Steve, he does it and gets him all mixed up worse than ever.
Yes. I'd forgotten about that whistle of yours. We'll have to try and find him a name without an S in it.
Can't be done, Steve.
Me and Elmer has tried every name in the world on him, Steve. Yeah, and they all got the S's in them.
Yes, certainly have. We called him indigestion and rheumatism and rags and misery and nuisance and oh, I don't know what all.
And you want a name that sounds like he looks?
If we can get one, but we got to find out what kind of dog he is first.
Well, I reckon he's a collie, just like Steve said.
We don't know so much about that now, Si. Is he someplace we not find out for sure, Steve?
Yes. If I were you, I'd take him over to the veterinary and ask him to look it up in his dog book. If he can't tell you right off, He can surely find it in the dog book.
Now, there's the ticket. We go right now.
Wait a minute, Elmer.
What's the matter?
I don't feel like going right now.
Oh, you never do feel like doing nothing. Just sit still, then, with your ministry, and I'll go alone. We got to find out right away and start training him.
What's the big hurry about training him, Elmer?
We got to find out whether he is a police dog or not. And if he is, we got to get him trained to help you and our detective.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and if he ain't, well, we just got to get us another dog, that's all.
Elmer Peabody, we ain't going to get no more dog, and you know it. This one is one more than we can handle.
Yeah, well, if this ain't a real police dog, we're going to get us a real police dog. That's all he is to us, I forget.
So that's the trouble, eh? Well, boys, he doesn't look much like a police dog to me.
You
don't? No, but I couldn't be sure about it. So, you want to train him for detecting?
Yes, as quick as we can, Steve.
And you want a name that sounds like he looks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'll tell you, boys. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but when that little pup curls up and goes to sleep like he is there now, there is nothing that he looks quite so much like as a paintbrush.
Say, darned if he knows, Steve. Look at him. A little old tail made good handle, wouldn't it? The rest of him looks like a paintbrush at that.
Now, don't call that nice little dog no paintbrush.
Oh, Steve, we're only fooling, si.
I've got it, boys.
What?
Now, this is a name that'll be different from any dog's name you ever heard.
Yeah?
And, Elmer, you can say it without whistling. Because there isn't any S in this name.
Well, what name's that, Steve?
Well, we're all agreed that he looks like a paintbrush. So why not call him Calcimine?
Now you got us, Steve. There's a name with that no S in it. That's good. Calcimine. Oh, shucks.
What are you whistling at that one for? Steve said there wasn't no S in it.
Who made it what, Steve said? There's plenty of S in Calcimine.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Elmer. There wasn't any S in Calcimine when I went to school.
Well, there is now. Just look here and I'll spell it for you. K-A-L-S-O-M-I-N-E, mine. Calcimine. Then ain't got an S in. I don't know what has.
You're just a little mixed up, Elmer. You spell Calcimine with a C.
Yeah, spell it any way you like, for only me.
Now, Elmer, don't go and get mad.
Calcimine. Who ever heard of such a dog's name, Calcimine?
Now, don't take it so hard, Elmer. We'll find out all about the dog for you.
Calcimine, paintbrush, Calcimine.
It may be wrong to spell Calcimine with an S, but it certainly is S when Elmer tries to say it. Your own announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.